Here in this interview, I have with me Bill Newman, who is the safety manager for Wyoming Ethanol. And Bill, you brought a special truck out here to our convoy press conference here at the highest spot on Interstate 80, I understand, here in Wyoming.
Yes, it is. It's roughly 8,600 feet, and the vehicle I brought down today was a governor's vehicle that he's a part of the governor's coalition for ethanol. Dan Schwarzkopf is the general manager for the plant, and he takes that vehicle all over the country and showing it off and promoting ethanol and E85 and E10.
What kind of comments or response did you get from people who saw the vehicle out here today?
Well, there's a big corn cob right down the side, so that stands out. It's very bright yellow, and it's the GM, the Chevy Avalanche, and they're just promoting the flex fuel.
Tell us a little bit about Wyoming Ethanol.
Wyoming Ethanol has been around since 94. We've been producing 5 million gallons, working on a capacity right now to expand to 10 million gallons. And our market hits from out to Boise, Idaho, and down the Front Range into Colorado, into western Nebraska, South Dakota, and hopefully to finish up the expansion in August.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great support from the governor's office here in your state. What would you like consumers to know about ethanol as far as putting it in their own vehicles?
I think one of the biggest things is environmentally friendly. Using it just 10% blends cuts emissions by over 30%, and which helps out the environment and cut out noxious fumes.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Bill Newman with Wyoming Ethanol. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.